Aircheckdownloads.com.
Swedish House Mafia. Don't you worry, child. On Mom and Dad Breakfast on Friday morning, welcome along to the weekend. We're nearly there, aren't we? Tom, Lou and Jack getting you through the morning. This morning it is just, well, it's just gone 20 to 8, coming up to quarter to, no, just gone 20 to 8, coming up to quarter to 8. Well done, Jack.
Blimey.
I think
he's
I
right.
You.
He's right, what he said, yeah.
Okay, right. This is interesting. In Germany, they have just imposed tighter restrictions for people who are unvaccinated because they're, you know, basically they're heading towards lockdown. They don't want to do it, so that's their solution. And they're talking about doing the same here in the UK.
So those that are vaccinated carry on as normal. Those that aren't, I'm afraid,
can't go to places like restaurants, cinemas, public spaces, basically. Tricky, isn't it?
That's your choice.
Yeah, that's happened in Germany.
That's happened, yeah, and several other European countries as well. They're all still wearing masks, much, much more than we are. I've got a friend who lives in Italy. Her kids have to wear masks all day, every day at school, including in the playground.
It's hard to get the right balance, isn't it?
It's really hard.
I'm pro-vaccine. I'm quite happy to admit that. Yeah. If you don't have the vaccine, that's your choice, but these are the repercussions for you.
You can't go to ask for a pizza, I'm afraid. That's it.
Oh, there are many, many, many other Italian pizza restaurants available.
More Radio Breakfast with Brock Taylor Estate Agents.
It's Castles on More Radio Breakfast. Hello, Tom, Lou and Jack here. It's Friday. The weekend is so nearly here.
The Royal Variety performance was filmed last night in London.
Oh, was it?
Prince William and Kate were there. Look, she's looking absolutely stunning in this emerald green sparkling.
She always does. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Alan Carr, I believe, was host.
Okay.
Made a few gags.
Hello.
Very good. Are we into that? I mean, it's going to be on telly in December. I'm still very much, I'll make sure I record it and I'll probably skip through the odd performance, but I enjoy the Royal Variety. So that's tradition.
Yeah, and I used to prefer it in the olden days.
Yeah, I used to watch it as a kid. I can't remember the last time I watched it, though.
It's always the same sort of formula, though. You know what I mean? You've got your funny man host, your Alan Carr.
Right.
Yeah.
And then your acts throughout the evening. There'll be a good quality impressionist.
That's right.
Yeah. There'll be a good quality magician at some point.
Yeah.
There'll be an older crooner. Mm-hmm. Who, like, a national treasure, beloved, if you will.
Sure. Your nan's fave.
Yeah. And then there'll be a current crooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there'll be an up-and-coming new talent.
Right. It's normally a pop star that's sort of slightly has been, you know, hasn't released anything in a little while.
Yeah.
Kind of a James Arthur.
Yeah, they'll be there.
That's right. Yeah. Or Joss Stone.
Yeah,
is
Joss Stone.
Like that,
yeah, she's a royal favourite, Joss Stone, as well. Yeah, she'll turn up and do something. And there'll obviously be a bit of banter between Wills and Kay up in the balcony there. Oh, there they are, look.
Yeah.
That is an extraordinary Alan Carr.
Impression.
Where did I pull that one out?
I don't know.
That's going on my list, that is.
Becky Hill and Topic. My heart goes la-di-da. Welcome to Friday's show, 19th of November. Tom, Lou and Jack here.
It's all going on this weekend. Adele's new album is out as of today.
Yes, that's big, isn't it? We've got pictures here of the Christmas lights being switched on in Brighton yesterday, so they're up and running.
The Brighton lights are good, because I remember I turned them on once with Holly Willoughby. Can you believe that?
I turned them on once with the guys from Gogglebox and the Snowman.
I was the celebrity that was asked to turn them on once. So
anyway, but the year I turned them on, they'd really gone to town because Brighton had been voted the city in the UK with the worst lights.
Oh, right.
So that's why they have such good lights now. Yeah, that was good. And also, I mean, Christmas is coming, man. Hyde Park Winter Wonderland opens this weekend.
I've never done that.
I've never done it.
No, me neither.
It's free to get in off-peak. But if you go, like, in a Saturday evening, then you have to pay to get in. But you think, free to get in, that's good. There's all, like, fairground rides there and Ferris wheels and entertainment and food and drink and the ice rink and that. But once you get in, it really is a lot of money.
Yeah,
is it?
It's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, like, to get on a ride, like, to get on a Ferris wheel, you know what I mean? Like, 180 quid.
180 quid. Just want to have a little walk wrapped up with a cup of eggnog.
Yeah, that'd be very
nice. That eggnog, well, you have to remortgage your own.
I'll do it with you, Tommy.
Okay, mate. Let's play that for Susie this morning. That's L King X's and O's. She's desperately upset. She's got to leave Sussex this weekend. She's heading to Coventry for a training weekend.
Oh, it's so not forever.
No.
Well, Ellie King.
No, it's lady who's texted in.
Susie. Oh, I thought you were talking about Ellie King. I thought, what's she got to be trained in?
She lives in Nashville.
She's all right. She said, tell me something nice, so we'll dedicate that one.
Coventry is not a nice place. Good luck up there, Ellie.
Yeah.
Susie.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Aircheckdownloads.com.